Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Oh,
Hello.
look at there, we got woo, like a
I
showgirl.
tried to bring something new in. Hello.
And we have our question master, Tiffany.
Oh,
Yay. So please, I was going to do please and be.
we have our language master, Julia
Blee blee blee. That's what happens when you try to say please and be at the same time.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll say be sure and please. And it came out
And
blee.
what comes after that?
Tell us where you're from. Light up your part of the grid. Super cool, super important. Represent yourself. Be proud of who you are and where you're from. You are the beacon of light in that area.
Yes, you are the magic glow. You are the acupuncture needle to
Oh,
the pressure
wow.
point of Earth in that location. You are, no, I'm just kidding. I'll stop
I mean,
there.
actually, that wasn't bad. That was pretty cool. It was getting over there,
Yeah,
but it made
all of
sense.
that.
It made sense.
Yeah, it does. Hey, you guys, do you have questions for us? I sure hope so. So come on in. Come here. I'm going to tell you what to do. Come a little closer. I want you to write Tiffany in capital letters. And I want you to put that in wherever you're watching this from. Now, I do have to say, if it is being broadcast on my Facebook page, that for some reason we don't get those questions. So go to YouTube or Julia's page or Dolores Cannon page or Soul Speak page or,
MHT or Soul Speak, yeah, any of the other
yeah,
pages. Any
mainly
other
go to my
page but
YouTube
Tracy's.
page. My YouTube, go to that and put your questions there, and then they'll get fed through and Tiffany will find them, but only if you put Goddess Tiffany of the Sky, Question Master Tiffany, Tiffany with butterfly wings, get creative with it. But Tiffany is capital. That way she knows it's a question and not just a response or a chat. And then ask us your deepest, darkest questions. And then Julia and I will think about it and give you whatever comes in for an answer for that. We're good
We'll
at that.
scan. We'll scan the energies, scan the earth, scan the. It's funny. It's fun, actually, internally to see what's happening.
I think so. I think, and
I mean, when
you
I'm
watch.
aware of it, usually, I mean, it's like it just it's aware of a scanning going on. It's like scanning, 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 and looking for the answer. It's really cool.
Julia's like the old-fashioned typewriters. Do, 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 do,
Yep.
do, do,
Yeah.
do.
So how do you do it, Tracy?
Pretty similar.
Oh, okay.
It does. It feels like you're scanning and looking. Yeah, I get what you're saying
Yeah.
completely. Yeah.
Yeah,
So.
it's really interesting. Yeah, you just it's like scanning the universe. You're scanning and to even go, it's not like you're going blip, 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 blip. It's just like a real it's just scanning and
Yeah.
it finds the answer. It's just
It does. So, did Tiffany get us our energy updates? I don't know if we officially assigned her that, but I've been spoiled with her
Oh,
coming in with them.
I will give you the energy that I'm feeling.
Okay.
Okay. Buckle
Low
up.
and run down. Tell me about it, Tracy.
Well, this just in. Okay, so we have a new moon coming up, and I think it's the 16th. Not sure of that. Oh yeah, it does. Well, maybe it's the 16th. Don't know. But you're going to be focusing on a lot of things like your security, your finances, your relationships. Are you feeling safe in those? Things are going to start coming up to the surface. You're going to start realizing where you feel good and where you don't. And let's see. You may decide to simplify your life. You may choose where you need more nourishment and start taking action on those things. So, yeah, we got some things we're looking at. As always, we're reflecting on things, and these are the highlighted areas, security and finances. Yeah, I could say, yeah, I can see that. I could see that happening. So that's what I got.
Nice.
I don't know how to answer Tiffany's particular some other than hydrate and take a nap. Galley is here.
Hey,
Say
Gally.
hello, make his presence to the show.
Look how big he's
He's
getting. My
here.
goodness.
He just got back from camping. We all went
Oh, did you like it, Gally? You a camping
camping.
doggy?
He says there were squirrels there. And you see what kind of dog he is. He's got that extra refined smell.
Yeah, he was liking the squirrels.
Yep, he was liking the squirrels. So that was a fun trip with him going crazy. Him and Luna were going crazy for the trees, thinking they was going to get them a squirrel. They didn't know what they would do with it once they got it, but they wanted one.
Yeah,
So
that's fun to watch them do that.
I know it's like, what is it that you're looking for? Because they're just like, choo, 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 you know, and I'm walking them, and then pretty soon one of them goes and looks straight up in the tree, and I look, and there it's sitting there. And it's almost like it's teasing him.
These
Like,
squirrels.
okay, you found me.
Wait till they start
I'm gonna
throwing nuts on.
go. Yeah. I had him do that one time when I was camping, and I kept hearing on the top of my camper, thump, thump. And I'm like, what's happening? So I go out and I look up, and it's literally sitting there with a bunch of pine cones, you know, like they're in this little bundle, and it would pick it off and let it drop. And it would watch, and then it would pick it off and let it drop. And I'm like, it's literally doing it on purpose. Because it
They're
liked the sound
funny.
it would make or something. Or it knew it would get me to come outside. I
Yeah.
don't know.
Come out and
They're
play.
smart. They're smart little critters. They know what they're doing.
They do.
So
They do. We give animals way too little credit.
I know, right?
They are
Smart little
very
critters.
intelligent.
Yeah. I hear you. All right. What else we got? Anything going on for you?
Just, keeping going. But, along with what Tiffany's saying, being tired, I mean, it's kind of, and that could be part of this. Maybe we're shifting or something. I mean, I didn't get my nap today and I can feel it.
See,
I wish I would have.
I don't know if I was just
Yeah.
tired or if it was because we were going, going, going for. You know, you had to get ready to go camping and load everything up, and then
Yeah.
you go, and then you got to set it all up, and then you got to tear it all down, and then you got to unload it all.
And you just got back today.
Yeah. So,
So, yeah.
and my pickup was acting funny. So, luckily, we didn't camp very far away. So, I drove back, grabbed one of Dad's pickups, went back and got my trailer because I was like, I am not getting stuck on the side of the road with this thing.
No.
So, we had options and we took them. But
That's
I do want to say happy birthday to my oldest son, Josh. It is his birthday today. And
Happy
so
birthday, Josh.
there it is. And hopefully he's getting rest after all the setting up and tearing down he had to do. He had his own site with his own tent and all the goodies. So
Nice.
yeah, so he had to he got to tear down. I'm learning to change my language. He got to tear down a whole tent and kitchen set up and all kinds of stuff. He had all kinds of fun gadgets for his tent. So,
Nice.
anyway,
Well, fun.
all right, you guys, are you asking your questions? Do you got any in there for us yet?
Well, let's first hear where everybody's from. Are they putting where they're from? Are
Yeah.
you lighting your grid, shining your light?
Light it up. Okay,
Bing, 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 bing. Bing, bing, bing,
I just like hearing Julia do that.
bing, bing.
All right. I think we are ready to hear where everyone's from.
Agreed. We
Drum
have
roll.
Seattle, Kansas City, Canada, New York, Arizona, Poland,
Oh, yeah.
Portland, Nova Scotia. Minnesota, Africa,
See, ding, 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 ding,
Georgia,
ding.
California, Canada, Iowa, San Antonio, another California, some more Canada, Australia, San Antonio, sorry. Got distracted. Canada, Australia, Oregon, Scotland, Florida, Australia, Ohio, North Carolina, New Mexico, Australia, North Carolina. Happy birthday to Josh.
Yay.
Australia, Tennessee, Wisconsin, shining San Diego's light, Massachusetts,
All right.
Italy,
Nice.
all right.
Colorado, New Zealand.
Very cool. I
Lights
mean, see,
everywhere.
this is what I was saying earlier is like, imagine the light. You're sending off a beam of light. Okay, imagine it going out. And so then when she's naming all these places, you can see all these lights coming out of
Yeah.
the earth. That's how it, so as you visualize that, you're visualizing what we're doing. Okay, this is part of the whole thing.
That's right. Light it up, you guys. All right.
Very cool.
Seems like I had a question since you were in that I'm scanning mode.
Oh.
A question popped in. Now I got to try to remember what it was because I was like, oh, she's scanning. Okay, let's see what she has to say. As she's so give me a second, I'll think of it, and if not, I'll come up with something else to ask. But again, audience, if you guys want to ask questions, put Tiffany in capital letters. We like to call her Princess Tiffany, Tiffany in the Sky, the Goddess of Questions, Tiffany, whatever you can come up with. That would all be fun. So we want to hear your questions, but until we do, let me ask Julia.
Oh, that's never safe when she comes up with something.
It's been one of my
Talk
questions
about that.
lately.
Oh, we could. Did you hear about that? That happened today?
Oh, the UFO files. No.
President signed a release for all the UFO files to be released. They're all so
Okay.
disclosure. And so that started today.
Very cool. Very cool. I've been watching a it was a it's a Netflix show. And it's the they're all from like LA or something like that, and they fell in a sinkhole and then that went through a portal and put them in 10,000 BC. So I was like, oh, that sounds like it's right up my alley. So I watched it, and so this was happening all over the place, and all these sinkholes are opening up. So there's quite a variety of things going on in 10,000 BC at this point, but it got me thinking. I'm like, okay, well, this on the time travel theory of things. I mean, if you were able to time travel, that wouldn't be a bad idea to go to a time frame before anything was developed and start something up there. And maybe that's what Atlantis was, or Lemuria, or those kind of things. And it kind of made me ponder on that. Our earlier civilizations that were advanced, it's like, is that what that was? The future us able figured out time travel and went to the past when everything was still fresh and new, and we didn't abuse the planet yet, and started a civilization on the planet when it was before it was depleted.
It's as good a theory as any. I
Does
am,
make you
I,
wonder.
yeah, absolutely. I've been watching Stargate SG-1 again.
Oh, yeah.
I know I saw it quite a while back because I mean, a lot of these, maybe I didn't watch it all. I don't know, but I'm watching all of it now and I don't remember a lot of it. I'm like, oh my God, I love this thing. Just that is just mind candy to me. You know?
Yeah.
And they
Yeah.
did an episode recently that was really doing other timelines. And it was like this, something was happening in the current one and it kept going to these other ones. And at the end, I liked their explanation. It was like, so why was that happening? It was like, it's what he had to do to survive what was happening in this one because it was so hard. It was like he was between life and death in this one. And so he was doing these others just to. It's like he was videoing, but they're just as real. That's what they kept saying. He kept saying, when he's in the other one, he goes, when I'm in this one, that one feels like a dream. And this one is so real. And when I'm in that one feels so real. And this one feels like a dream. I don't understand what's going on. It was like, gosh, they got this so right.
Yeah.
And that's how it is. We visit these different timelines. That's why we aren't. It's only now that we're going to start being able to, you can shed some light on it because it's confusing. I was like, which one's which? I mean, we just get little pieces of it in our dreams or maybe spontaneously. And it's so confusing, and that's what it's like. We've got to be introduced to it very, very gradually. And it's like, and then that one, he's so confused in the beginning. It's like, what? I don't. And he didn't remember the other one. That was the thing. He was like, he's just waking up and it's like something's happening here. And yeah, he didn't. It was so good, so well done.
So a little mind wiped between each one. When they go to the other one, they don't remember.
Yeah. Like kind of like when we are born. It's wiped, and we don't remember, and then we start remembering things, and it starts putting it together. And that's where he goes, I think, then he start remembering things on the other one. It's like, okay, this is happening there. And as that was happening, it was when the current one, I mean, which one was real, really, but that was starting to, he was coming back. So it was,
Interesting.
yeah, but while he was in that real iffy stage, it was just interesting how his mind has reality, whatever, how it was creating the other realities to go along with these characters, because the same characters, they just had different roles. And I love that kind of stuff. Just, ugh.
We're going to be so like mind blown when we leave this planet and figure go, oh, that's what
Yeah.
we were, that's where we were and that's what we were doing. Okay.
Yeah.
As you know, it's going to be so much different, I think, than what we think it is. So.
Probably. I mean, but we want these answers, and it's like, okay, this is how it is. We don't know. We're speculating. This is based on what little bit of information we have right now. This is a theory that we have. Pure speculation. It's sometimes it's educated. This, okay, this makes sense, but we don't have the full picture yet. We don't have all the information. So that's where, I don't, this is important. Somebody, I don't know if you're dealing with this right now or what, but that's why, somebody's like, this is the truth. This is the truth. This is the fact. There isn't that, it's what's your truth, what's somebody else's truth. They're all truth. It's coming
All
from your
truth.
own place of truth.
Yeah. That's
And people
been.
will fight for that, and they will kill for that. And it's like, it can't, there is no one truth.
Yeah. I think
Excuse
that's one
me.
of the biggest realizations we can have is understanding that everybody has a truth and it is correct and it is right for their
Right.
reality. Yeah. All right. I think we
Yeah.
might have questions on the board now. Miss Tiffany in the sky, do we have
Yes,
questions?
we do.
Woohoo!
Cool.
How do I let go of these I'm sorry. How do I let go of these destructive feelings of depressed and being depressed and unmotivated? I would lay in bed all day, no eating, brushing teeth, etc.
Okay, one of the things to me, okay, what came in just then is, there's this thing about staying in the now. When we get into depression, anxiety, fear, and all those, we're not in the now. We're in the future, or we're in the past, where we're dwelling on things. And I think depression is dwelling in the past. It's like you're still hung up on different things that did or did not happen or whatever, and you're living your life in the past and trying to live it over again. It may not be totally conscious that you're doing that, but you're doing that. So the goal is to get totally present. And maybe you are laying in bed doing that, so be present doing it. Maybe that's where you start, but whatever you do, be totally there. That's being present. It has your full attention. And gosh, what is going on? And when you do that changes it. Well, it changes everything. It changes the time frame, it changes everything, and how you look at things. But that's what came in for me, was that you're dwelling on stuff. Yeah, I think that's what depression is we're dwelling on things of regrets. It's like things we could have had, should have had, whatever. And it's like, don't worry about that. That's what got you here. So now, none of that, oh boy, boy, they're yelling, none of that matters. It brought you here. And what did you learn from it? And then now be present, be fully, fully, fully present in whatever you do. Every single minute. Don't worry about the future. Nothing in the past. It's all now. And what can I do, and who can I be now?
Yeah. I mean, there's that's that is fantastic. I would want to add, I just keep seeing trees. Go out in
Nature,
nature, be in the
yeah.
trees. You know, hopefully you have a way to do that, being in the trees, being in nature. If not that, one of the things that keeps coming in is to go barefoot out on the ground, touching earth, because Mother Earth is sending out these frequencies right now. Well, always has been, but that's how we get those. And you know, they talk a lot about the different studies of how different that can be if you walk around barefoot versus wearing shoes, and that shoes don't, you know, tennis shoes or whatever, the kind of soles that we have on them don't allow those frequencies to reach us. And so we've lost connection to that. And so connect with earth through going barefoot, being around the trees, getting out, maybe going for a walk, something like that. And I know when you barely can get out of bed and brush your teeth, sometimes making that effort to get to nature might also be a hardship. But do your best to do that. And if you're somebody that knows somebody that's struggling, call him up and invite him to go out and take a walk with you or do something of that sort, and just see if you can get him to come out. But and if you are the one that wants to get out and try and shift that energy, you know, call a friend and see if they'll go for a walk with you if that helps. Another thing that's coming in, ask your angels to remove the energy that is not yours. I'm just seeing a whole collective pattern here of there's so much being released on the planet right now that all the
Everybody's so
empath in us
sensitive.
is sucking that in and feeling it. And so if you feel like you're an empath, which I mean, we're all fine-tuning that empath, right? We're all the clairs. So that might be something that's really active in you right now, is and you're picking up on all the collective energy. So pull your energy back and ask to be cleared of any energy that's not yours to carry, and just send love and light to that energy. Doesn't We're not sending it back to anybody. There's no one to send it back to. Let's just see it healed and complete, and then feel that. Okay, now that we're talking, all these things are coming in. I also want to go to the backside of the solar plexus, so the power chakra. There's a cord there that's also pulling energy. I don't know who it's connected to on the other side or where it's connected on the other side. Maybe it was a job or relationship or something, but just ask for that to be healed and dissolved. I like to dissolve the cords, not cut them, but make them go bye-bye so that they don't reconnect. And again, we're just sending love and light to that. So if that resonates for you at all, hopefully that's shifting already. And it's interesting just talking about all those things. I was listening to you, and all of a sudden, all this stuff was starting to come in. And then now I just feel like I want to sit up taller, and it feels a little lighter. So I hope that that's what's happening on the other side of that. So for everyone that was feeling that heaviness, because that has actually been kind of a theme. And Tiffany, are you feeling any better after that? We'll get some feedback.
Oh, you wanted it now?
Great. Okay, now.
Now, okay, truthful, somebody was wanting my attention and I may have been half listening. So, can you do it again?
Again, do it in the replay. Just ask for what's not yours to be lifted off of you. There, that's the quick version of it. All right.
Yeah, we
Anything
don't have to
else?
carry everybody's stuff,
Yeah, I
knowingly or
appreciated
unknowingly.
that. Usually it's unknowingly, isn't it? Like we don't realize it's not even our stuff until, you know, you hear something like that, and then it's like, oh wow, it wasn't even mine. That's right. I went to this thing and I was talking to this person that had this event happen, and it was heavy. And yeah. And then you realize that's when I started feeling this way. Yep. I've had many a times like that where it's like, why do I feel sad all of a sudden? So we pick it up pretty quick, and the more sensitive we're becoming, the quicker and
And
the
that's
more
why
we
you need
do
to
that.
know what's yours and what isn't yours. Because
Yeah.
you know what your energy feels like.
And so if it's really different, it's like, I don't know why I'm feeling like this. So when you're saying things like that, it's not your energy. And that's a good indication. And so it's like, let it go. This what's not mine, just let it go.
Beautiful. All right. Little
Thank you for
butterfly.
that.
She's
This is from Brittany. I
okay.
need guidance holding the vision while in the midst of the chaos.
Holding what vision? The vision of what you're wanting to accomplish, I guess. You know, what I got immediately was that chaos is probably part of it. It's probably part of the creation of what you're wanting.
What
But
is it
things
showing you?
have to fall apart. They have to kind of to regroup. So embrace the chaos is,
I
I
like
felt
this
something
answer.
that just
Because
that's
if you're holding a vision, then the universe is going to help you become the vibrational match. So yeah, you got to trust what's going on.
You got to trust it, allow it to happen, and know that that's the trust. Know that it's working, that it's happening. You don't have to hold that thing constant. You have it, you know what it is, you release it and let the universe take it and do its thing. So yeah, and if things are starting to fall apart, that's probably your vision coming to fruition.
Yeah, powerful. Let's take it
The
as a
goal.
good sign.
Yay!
Chaos. My vision's coming. I like it.
Yeah, I know. Our first thought is, "Oh my gosh, everything's falling apart. It's going to Kate. Yeah, it's going to hell. Oh my God, it's all bad." You know, we get caught up in that, and the distract. It's a distraction. You know, and it's like, let's just trust that it's actually part of the whole. You know, and just always know it's okay. Everything is always okay. And if you've got that vision, it's out ahead of you. That's your intent. It is forming. It's happening.
I like this. Isn't that a fun answer? You think you're like getting blocked in some way, and yet at the same
It's coming.
in that very moment, you're actually being shaped into that frequency that you want to be. I like it.
Exactly.
Tricky little universe.
Yeah, and seeing then that process of trying to solve it is like, okay, it's going wrong, so I gotta do this and I gotta do that. You're actually probably getting in your own way at that point. So it's just like, let it be, it's happening. The more you trust and allow, the more you'll see that it's happening. And the more, probably the faster it'll happen. But don't worry about the speed, whether that they jumped right on that. Don't worry about the speed. Just know it's happening.
Enjoy the chaos ride. All right, little
Enjoy
beautiful
the chaos.
Tiffany in the sky.
What are your thoughts on what we believe to be reality being a simulation? A scientist won the Nobel Prize for supposedly proving the universe was not real.
I'm right with it. I mean, they keep saying it's all an illusion, you know, and it goes to part of that. You know, it's go ahead, Tracy. You had something you wanted to.
I probably did have something brilliant I was going to say. But no, I'm right there on the same page as it doesn't make it any less important.
Real. No, exactly.
I mean, you chose to come into the simulation, but I often sit there and think, okay, we're choosing these different roles to play. Who's to say there wasn't a role that said, "Hey, come in as a light worker, follow this you're going to learn these things, these skills, and be a healer of this sort," or like even these are roles we chose to experience, and they are evolving our souls. Those roles have purpose. They are supposed to be doing something. They are helping other people, other souls that are also incarnating into the simulation, or however you want to see it. I don't see it taking away from any of the experience at
We're
all.
still having experiences. Exactly. We're still, just because they may be simulated, they're not real. I mean, they're real to us on this plane because we're at the same vibration of them. So that's why they seem so real. But when you pull yourself back, I mean, it keeps showing me. I remember Tiffany when she was younger, she had that Sims, one of those Sims things, and it was like, you know, and I it was she keeps showing me that. And it's like, to us looking at it, it's a game and we're moving people around. But what was the reality like for those game pieces for those people in that game.
Right.
And it was like, now shift your attention there. What are they experiencing? They were, they could have been really, I think there's some shows been done on that. It's like you go inside a game and they're fully in it and they're playing it and everything. And it's so maybe look at it that way. It is a game, it is a
Yeah.
simulation, but it's not, yeah, it's not freaky and spooky and all that stuff. It's just we just changed, it's just not maybe the same solid reel that you were thinking. So it's kind of shaking your belief systems a little bit, but it's no less real.
Right.
Because it's no less real than we've always known.
I just think of the Avatar movie where they transferred his consciousness to the Avatar. These are the avatars. We're signed up for the full experience. And when we get done, how long do you play a video game for, right? Or watch a movie for a couple hours or whatever. And when we get done, that on the other side, that might be what it feels like. A couple hours went by. And
Well,
but yet
they
we
say it's like
experienced an
that.
entire lifetime.
Yeah, they always say when they go, then it's like, oh yeah, it was like a whole life, it was 100 years, whatever, and it was like a blink of an eye
Yeah.
to the other side.
So I like that question because it does, it gets us thinking. But again, the more I thought about things like that, because my mind, I do that kind of stuff all the time, going, what's real? What's not real? What do we create? What are we not creating? Is this real? Is it a simulation? Bottom line, my soul wanted the experience and was going to learn some things from it. And this is the path I'm on to do that.
But doesn't it make more sense and seem more likely? I mean, when we say we're creating and we can, we got to come up with a better word than manipulate, but I know that's when we manipulate energy, we manipulate scenes, we create by moving things around and everything. Doesn't it make more sense and feasible in that kind of a situation? Rather than this one that everything, it's like everything's solid and everything's concrete, because that's what the hurdle we have to get through is like, you mean I can affect things or energy? They're all energy. See, to me, it's more feasible in a game where it's simulation. That feels like more energy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it
Okay.
does, because I feel like we're in something like that. So, okay, hopefully that answered your question, or at least we got to
Yeah, I mean, I'd
share
like to
weird
know how
thoughts
did you
about that.
find that? I mean, was it disturbing or was that enlightening or was it exciting? How did you find that information?
Yeah.
Because I couldn't tell by the way the question was phrased.
Right, because it was about the Nobel Prize. Yeah.
It's like somebody proved it. Look at that. I mean,
Yeah.
look where we are on this timeline.
I'm telling you, the more we raise that frequency, the cooler the timelines we're on with more information. We're getting a lot of information, and they really are finding more, with the different technology of today, they're finding more civilizations, older civilizations than what we've been aware of, and that
Oh,
type
yeah.
of thing. And really cool stuff coming out. The trick is trying to figure out, is that AI or is that, and I laugh at myself because I go, is that AI or is that real? And then I giggle and I go, they're all AI.
Exactly.
All
And see,
AI.
that's what I love
So.
about AI because it makes us question everything. Is it real? Is it what? Well, that gets us to that place.
Yeah.
It's exactly where we are. It's like none of it's real. See, when
Yeah.
we start going, none of it's real, then you
Then it
realize, yeah,
takes the
that's your whole
power away
life.
from
None of
it.
it's real.
None of
It
it's
helps us
real.
to accept that.
I love that. Yeah. And that's the part I liked about AI too, is it kind of took me out of thinking anything was real. And yeah, so now you get on social media and start thumbing through, and it's like I just assume everything's AI now, and it's like, well, it kind of was anyway, because anything that's been posted on there has been altered from its truth anyway, so none of it's real. So it makes life easier, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. I think it helps us to accept these other philosophies, theories, whatever, these other
Let go of these
ideas.
constructs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let go of let go of some of the old ways and start reshaping how we want it to be.
Yeah, because we've got to get out of the thing as everything is concrete. It's all, stable. It's all this, but there's no moving it. No, you can move everything.
Yeah.
Everything is malleable.
Well, if you think about any of the laws or rules or anything, they were all man-made by somebody at some point, and it was probably relevant for their time frame and their reality. But is it still relevant? Is it
With what we know
still?
now and what we experience
Yeah.
now, yeah.
Yeah. All
Interesting.
right. Cool. Good questions tonight, guys.
Very good. Very
Yeah.
good.
All right, butterfly. Your
Okay,
turn.
so pivoting a bit, we have a couple of QHHT questions, so I'm going to put them together.
Okay.
New intern here, need volunteers and struggling with confidence. How do I maintain my own vibration while absorbing energy? The other question is, what advice can Julia give to a level one QHHT practitioner to want to start doing sessions?
Oh, to want to start doing them? Well, I mean, why did you take the course?
Yeah.
Usually people come in because they want to help people. And if you stay with that, I want to help people get their answers. That's what you're doing with QHHT. When you're a practitioner, you're helping other people get their answers. Answers bring healing emotionally, physically, mentally, all kinds of ways. And so that's, if you'll go back to that, what was your original reason? What's happening is why you might not be motivated. It's probably fear coming in there. I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I'm good enough. I don't know. It's all these little fears and doubts coming in. But go back to why you even took it, because there was a reason that you took the course. It wasn't, hey, I've got an extra so many dollars and I think I'll just blow it here. You had a reason. Something was calling you, pulling you. You had a desire. So I would go back to that. What was that?
Yeah.
And then, like,
And
why did
the
you were already into hypnotherapy. You'd already been doing some things, but when you took level one,
Well,
what
I
brought
went
you to
into
that?
hypnotherapy because I kept having past life experiences. And so I went into hypnotherapy because I was doing past life readings. I thought this just isn't the same as when you experience it yourself because of my own experience with that. And so I pursued hypnosis for that. And then that's when I came across this method. And it's like, well, it's the only one I do now. Because that is exactly doing exactly what I wanted to do, the past lives or and sometimes people don't go into past lives, but they'll go into current life or future life or form or awareness or whatever. It's very interesting. But then that higher self piece was just icing on the cake. I didn't even know I was going to want to know more about that. And yeah, getting into the higher self and bringing that piece through and getting good answers or sometimes not answers you want to get, but you need to get.
That's what you
And
need, yeah.
yeah. So what I would say first off to the how do you keep yourself from absorbing the energy, quit using the words absorbing energy in your entire life. Don't say
You're creating your reality.
don't say it. Be a filter. My favorite one that was told to me years ago by a friend, be a filter, not a sponge. Get the information, let it just go through. It's not yours.
No.
And it's not yours to hold on to. It's not yours to ponder. My biggest advice to anyone that ever does any modality, let go of your attachment to the other person's outcome. You are here facilitating. You're giving it your best. You're giving them the best version of you and you're taking them through it. Now let them go and let them do what they're going to do with that information. And then
Yeah, I
they're
facilitate. You're
recording.
creating the space where they can do
Yeah.
their exploration.
And you'll have so much more fun doing your sessions when you let him go and let go of
Yeah.
all that that came with him. That all goes too. And you just clear your space and clear you if that's what you want to do or need to do. It's just set up in my grid that I don't hold it.
And I think that
So.
goes back to why sometimes you might feel doubt and fear of doing a session is because you're attached to, well, they've got to get XYZ results. It's
Yeah.
not yours. It's their adventure. It's their
Yeah.
journey. You're creating the space for them to have this adventure, this whatever they're going to have. You do the best you can, and
Yeah,
then
you
but
set
it's
them up with a
theirs.
great foundation. Send them on their way. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't have to follow them. You don't have to follow up with them.
Nope.
It's their responsibility to take the information and do what they're supposed to do with it. Now,
Yeah.
if you're somebody that had a session and you're like, but my session didn't turn out very good, guess what? You got exactly what you needed, not what you wanted. So
Yes.
go figure out why did your session not turn out very good. There's something in there for you. I promise you, there's
And
something
that's
there
why we
for
say
you.
don't go in with any expectations, because then that's exactly what will happen. Well, it didn't go the way I wanted it to, and I'm so disappointed. You're going to get exactly what you need. You know, it probably will hard. I don't know if it's ever what you want. I just don't know if it's ever what you want, but it's always what you need.
Always what you need. So, hopefully, and you guys as the new practitioners, find somebody and try it. You got the whole script. You got it's so well done. Just follow it, ask your questions, take them through it, and it might take a practice session. That's okay. That's what the practice sessions are for. So, find, hopefully there's some people in your area that would like to help you with that and help you get some experience with it. So, I don't know, like in my area, when an intern comes to me,
I was going to
I'll
volunteer. I was
post.
going to say you do that a lot, but I
Yeah.
didn't know
If
if
so, if you have somebody in your area that's a level three, maybe ask them if they could make a post for you and see if there's anybody that would help a volunteer or help an intern, I mean, volunteer to do that. But that's what I do is I'll post, hey, if is anyone in the area looking for a session, this intern would love to have some practice sessions. And then they usually get a few and it's very helpful. It's really helpful when you don't know the person. Whereas if it's a relative, it does make a difference, in my opinion, when you
It
don't
does.
really know them.
Well, those people are great to practice on, but don't remember, leave all expectations out the door. But that's the thing as well. Oh, it's going to be easy because I know them. Don't expect. I mean, if it goes great, that was wonderful. That's gravy. But it's for practice. We're just wanting you to get through the process a few times, several times, to build your confidence, to get comfortable with that process. So that's what that's about. Don't expect anything from that session.
Okay. So we touched on the energy and hopefully the motivation. Yeah, I think you guys are going to have fantastic experiences. Yeah. And you're going to notice that your clients that you bring to you are mirroring something for you as well every time. I can't tell you how many times I sit there and go, wow, this is like looking at a version of me and when I was this age, or a version of me when I was doing this, or I'll have so much in common with the person sitting across from me, and I'm like, oh, this is so cool how that always works.
Yeah,
But
we start seeing patterns. Sometimes we'll have several people come in with the same thing. And it's like, if that happens, then
yeah.
that's really something that's mirroring you. And you may, and it's like you're not seeing it. And that's why it has to be keep being brought in. So, see, when you do that and you're helping that person get through their stuff, you're helping yourself get through your stuff.
Yeah.
It's so cool how it happens.
Love it. All right. I think we're doing good on time too. Okay. So, all right, Miss Beautiful Goddess of the Sky, what else you got?
Fabulous, beautiful goddess Tiffany. Can
Agreed.
be a Tracy or Julia question. What is your best advice on learning how to channel? Conscious mind is so loud, ADHD doesn't help either.
How to channel. Yeah. Your conscious mind, that chatter is not a good thing. What would I tell somebody? Because I do classes with this, but you have to understand it's actually really easy. You're doing it all the time,
I was
every
just going to say
day.
you're already doing
Yeah.
it.
If you just get out of your own way, you're actually doing it all the time. It's really, really easy. But what advice would I have? Well, I mean, it's go with that first thought. Those
It's
first
always that
thoughts
first
are.
thought. Yeah, ask a question and then whatever comes in. Something that was said this morning, because someone else brought up something about ADHD, and it's like, how about we stop labeling ourselves? Because you're setting up something for yourself just by doing that. And you very well can have more abilities. you know,
Right. I
but
was going to say the ADHD is more of a launch, not a handicap. That's, yeah.
exactly.
You're already
So,
having those conversations all day long with yourself, with your higher self. Yeah.
yeah, it's just don't have expectations on what it's supposed to look like. It may, we all do it differently. It's just however your answer will come. You might hear it, you might see it, you might feel it, you might know it. You know, it might just come through, but those are like the main ones. But be open to any of them. But if you're expecting to see it or you're going to hear it and it comes through a gut knowing, see, you're going to miss it because you're looking for this other. And so just however it comes, that's your way. That's your first thing is understanding how it communicates with you, how you receive your messages.
Yeah. One of the things also to understand is that they're using the voice in your head when you're talking to them. It's not a different voice. There's not something that's taking over your body. It's you're going to be present. It's a conscious channel. Very few people that I know do anything other than conscious channeling, where they're fully
Well, and you know
taken
what?
over.
I remember, gosh, because when I first started doing this, and it was like everybody I heard channeling, they were leaving their body. I can't remember if that's trans channeling, I guess. And I'm like, well, so this isn't channeling. And I was like, this is, these are messages. I'm fully aware. And then
Yeah.
finally somebody wrote in a book, all the, there's different kinds of channeling. And they said, and then there's the fully aware conscious channeler and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh,
That's what
that's
I'm
what it is.
doing.
So
Yeah.
yeah. See, that was
Yeah.
back when I was labeling myself and I was trying to understand, but I knew I'm receiving messages and it's like the other ones do, but they're completely out. But I don't know what to call this because I'm right here and I am fully aware of what's going on. And then somebody named it. Like, okay. Then I accepted. Yes, I am channeling. See, but before that, it's like it
Yeah.
doesn't match any of the descriptions or the definitions. So I'm not doing it. See how we do? So how about make your own definition?
Yeah. Yeah. And one of the things that I do, okay, so getting out of your own way, getting your conscious mind out of your own way, get a pen and paper, write a question, and then write down what you think they're going to answer. What do you think a channel would say to that? And just start
Yeah.
writing that down.
Yeah, that's a good
Because that
one.
gets you out of the way and gets you in your creative mind where that flow happens. Get you out of critical mind into creative mind. And that's where you want to be for that.
And you might say, well, yeah, but I'm just making that up. You don't know. See, that's where,
Because you're
again,
in
the
that part
conscious
of the
mind,
mind. Yeah.
exactly, it's using that part of the mind. And the conscious mind wants to say, well, it wants it to come from somewhere. See, that's those expectations again. It's got to look like this in order for me to accept it. You
Yeah.
know, but that's where, if this were, if I knew the answer, what would it be? Any of those things, it's like an answer will be there because
Yeah.
you're doing something different. You're going around. And then it, boy, there's something going on here.
She's gonna start channeling. It's clogging my throat.
Blah,
Oh, her light language came through. Yay. Love it. She's gonna punch me through the screen.
already am.
I love it. Oh my goodness. Okay, I think that's covered. I hopefully that helped. Tiffany, what
Yeah.
else do we have?
How can I practice lucid dreaming, and can I meet my guides there?
I mean,
You
you
can
can
meet your
meet your
guides
guides in
anywhere.
meditation. Yeah, that was like, why
You
not?
meet them anywhere.
That might be a harder place to meet them. You can meet them in your meditations. But lucid dreaming, I always tell people that as soon as you wake up, write anything you can remember down so that you're training your brain to remember. Then when you get into the dream state, you'll start to realize you're in the dream state. And then that's when you can start being more lucid in your dreams.
It's really it. It's you're starting to identify it, and that, I love it when all of a sudden I realize I'm in a dream. I'm in, and then I start interacting in the dream differently.
I
And
always go,
that's
oh,
fun.
I'm dreaming. I should be able to fly then. I can do whatever I want in a dream. And then I try and levitate or fly or do something funny. But because I used to practice that quite a bit, and then I would got fairly good at it. And then it does kind of take work though, because you're journaling to keep that brain active in remembering dreams and being in that dream state. So I did kind of fade out of that, and then I haven't gotten, ever went back to it. But every once in a blue moon, I'll realize I'm in a dream, and so then I'm always trying to do something but fun in there. Like, what can I do? Or ask questions like, ooh, this is a
But
place where
see,
I need answers.
those are the dreams, though. Is it a dream? Is it like we were talking about before on that show? That when I'm here, that one feels like a dream. When I'm there, this one feels like a dream. So see, it's probably you're stepping into the ones that feel so real, they're actually visitations. They're actually going places. It's not necessarily symbolic or things that we're working through from the current day or the next day. These are actually you are going somewhere and probably another dimension, another timeline, another whatever. And so that's why it is so real feeling, because it is. And as far as how to do it more, I mean, that's just going to happen naturally. We will become more aware of it. So it's allowing again. And we're always wanting to push it. I want it to come faster. Just trust. And that's a big word now. That's a message that comes through so often, is to trust. Trust and allow. Yeah, we don't have to push.
We're being trained to get out of fear, you guys, because 5D has, we're not in fear in 5D.
No.
Everything's taken care of. We're being taken care of in 5D. We don't have to worry. So we're being trained to get there. And so, you know, I read off at the beginning those, what was it, financial, your finances, your security, your relationships, your self-worth. These are all things that are coming up, and they're coming up because even in the stars and the astrology, it is getting us ready for 5D, and it's moving us vibrationally to become a match to it, which means we have to let go of these fears that we're not being taken care of, or we're in lack of something, or any of that.
Right.
So,
Yeah.
yeah,
Very
I
nice.
think we're at that point.
We are. You guys have, these are wonderful questions. Thank you so much. It's been really cool. If people want to find you, Tracy, they want to come to Oregon and have a
Come to
session.
Oregon. You will find me at qhhtofficial.com under Find a Practitioner or tracymahan.com.
And everything QHHT. If you want to become a practitioner, we have our courses there. If you want to have a session, we have, like she's saying, you go to our Find a Practitioner page and you look for someone in your area or where you're willing to travel and see who resonates with you. We also have our retreat coming up in Santa Fe, New Mexico. That will be in September, the 3rd through the 7th. And and so that's, all these different things. And so you'll find all of that information on there. We do have a code. I'm going to give you two different codes. So let's not get them mixed up for the retreat. If you want a discount, and right now it's $200 off, the already reduced price is 5D Love. That will get you that. And then if you want a discount off of the level one course, Tracy, take it away.
The magic is real, all one word. The magic is real. That look at all the discounts. Wow.
Yeah. Making it as easy as we can for you and as painless as we can for you and as fun as we can for you. And yeah. Yeah, I'm being something in that
Ooh, they got you.
being reminded. I mean, the person that was like, how do I find the motivation? Okay, so it's just remember. And they're like saying it again, they're repeating, remember why you picked it in the first place. Just remember, get back to that. Spit it out.
She's over. Okay.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Happy
Yes. Happy
Mother's
Mother's Day.
Day.
Yeah. Thanks, Tiffany.
Oh, happy Mother's Day. Thank you,
Absolutely.
Tiffany.
Yeah.
It's, she was saying that to me,
Oh,
right?
she was saying it to you.
To me. All right, you
Or
guys.
to all the mothers out
Happy
there.
Mother's
Happy
Day,
Mother's
Julia.
Day.
Happy Mother's Day,
Happy Mother's Day,
everyone. Happy
Tracy.
fur baby
Yeah,
Mother's Day,
Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Yes.
Bye,
Bye.
everybody.
Bye. Love you.